The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars, and it's brought to you by... I already forgot. Train!
There you go.
It's in here somewhere. Does somebody take it?
Train. No, you had it a minute ago.
Hard train. To stop.
A nobody beats a train.
Train.
Money.
I know.
It's hard
trains.
To stop a train.
Trains cannot be stopped. Week. Train.
Unless it's on the wrong page.
Brains.
You got to turn on Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus.
He's trying to get there. Hang on.
He's busy. He's busy. He's got things to find.
This is the same thing. It's just for next week. Get a great deal this spring on a train heating and cooling system at Train. We test so it runs. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer and learn more. It's hard to stop a train. I'll get it all figured out.
It would have worked correctly if they put the liner in the book for you.
If Train did it?
Yeah.
It's hard to stop a train.
Yeah, that book's 100% though.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
It's up to you to do the work. This week's topic I gave was it's hard to hate Denver. Think of all the songs ever been written about Colorado. They're all positive. Everything's lovely. It's a nice place. The people seem nice. Nobody's, people are in shape. It's like a strange place to be. So to try to hate the Denver Nuggets, you have come up with a song that says, let's lift our hatred towards the Nuggets. We need to make less of a friendly rivalry. I don't like this at all. I like to hate the team I'm looking at, and I don't want so we got to target the Nuggets with a song that says this makes us laugh and hate at the Denver Nuggets. Brady, I start with you.
All right. Well, like you said, looking for a hate song about Denver or Colorado in general,
it's hard.
Impossible. And then you start feeling bad. I'm like, wow, no one's doing so. But I figured this can hit in a couple of different ways. One, I went with a Marilyn Manson song because people don't...
He's a rapist.
Yeah, he's controversial right now.
A little.
And he has a song that's called Irresponsible Hate Anthem.
Oh!
So it's kind of an arena
right
rocker.
To it. Okay, so this is for really just all-encompassing hate.
It's a really good song. I'm proud of his
pen. Yeah, that's good for Brady.
Yeah.
He Googled the word hate in song.
Oh, yeah, true. And anthem.
Yeah. Now, will the people in the arena understand this?
Well, if you tie it in with the Nuggets, they're not going to like it.
This is their intro music?
Yeah.
Did you have to edit that, Toledo?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
It sounds like... Yeah.
I don't hear anything. I think he's speaking...
I think
he's speaking Italian, like Brady was earlier when he was talking about Cito.
Someone took his soft tacos away.
That's right. And his cocaine. A chair?
Well, you're right. I found plenty of songs about... I found a song that hated Tempe, wanted to burn it down. I know.
No kidding.
I was surprised, too. Okay. So I'm just hoping we play New York next, I guess. I don't know.
We'll get the Brooklyn Nets coming, perhaps. That's a few steps away.
I went to Denver once. It was really nice. I had a great time.
Lovely city.
But it was also very nondescript. And just my knowledge of basketball is my knowledge of Denver. And I'm like, it could be any town USA. So we went with a very nondescript song. We went with Dope, Die, MF, Die.
Okay.
This is very nondescript. You can apply to everybody.
So while they're saying, here's your starting lineup for the Denver Nuggets. Die, mother, ever die.
Exactly.
Okay.
It'll get there eventually.
Yeah. It's a great song.
And for the starting lineup.
Yeah. Starting at center. The Joker. See, now you guys have done a good job of trying to find just hate songs, and this is where I knew my topic had an advantage. Now, my original song was a song called Denver Sucks Big Fat Monkey Balls, but the demo of the song is the only thing you can find, and you can't understand a word that's being said. Toledo and I tried it in the other room, there's just nothing here.
It's a Palladio song.
But it's very poorly produced, but I knew about the name of it. just as a joke before, which kind of gave me the idea for this. So I couldn't play it. So then I wanted to go after Denver's current favorite son. Now, it used to be John Elway. Peyton Manning came in, kind of stole that for a little while. You had a few guys. But right now, their favorite guy in all of Denver is this Nikola Jokic.
MVP.
MVP of the league, and rightfully so, in an amazing season. But let's be honest. He's portly. He's a fat guy. So I think if we went after him, it would hurt the Denver fans more if we started to play, if it jiggles its fat every time he hit a basket.
This song is called Death Wish. It's simple. If it jiggles, it's fat.
Because he's a big fat pig. I don't know how he runs that much and stays fat.
Looking away to run the fat.
Go ahead and touch my gut.
It's all for the fat. Pretty active song. It would get him going.
Oh, we'll get the crowd going. Everything.
Nikola Jokic.
If it jiggles, it's fat. These guys are awesome. Every time he hits a shot.
If it jiggles, it's fat.
And the whole crowd can scream it. That's the only thing to hate about Denver. I tried. I ended up liking Denver more. I think I'm going to visit there this summer. All the pictures I saw online were fantastic. That 16th Street Mall, forget about it. It's a glorious town. The views.
Red Rock's not too far away.
Right down the street.
Great venue.
Denver really seems pleasant. So the only thing to do is make
stay
fun
at
of their...
the Shining Hotel for a couple of nights, whatever
yeah,
that one's
you,
called.
You do some movie stuff. The Outlook, is that what it is? Whatever that hotel's called? It really, truly, to the Nuggets who are listening right now, really seriously, lovely town. Thank you. Thank you for keeping it so clean. But you've got a big fat pig for center that we have to hate out loud. So we're going to go ahead and go with my choice, I would assume. John Gordon, come up here. Make your choice. Will it be Brady's thing? Will it be the chair song or will it be my song aimed directly at big fat Nikola Jokic?
So it was
Jokic.
1997 when I was in Denver.
Yeah.
I got into a car wreck.
Nikola Jokic came?
Did Jokic get
no,
you?
No, no, he wasn't.
You ran
there,
into him?
But, no, we
can't miss him. He's a pig.
What happened? We were pulling a trailer and we spun around in the snow. It was a big old mess.
What does pulling a trailer mean? Is that a euphemism for something?
No,
in
no,
the denim wagon.
No, oh, gross. It's code. No. It's code.
So Denver can die, MF-er,
oh,
die.
Yes! Yeah!
You gave it to the chair.
I didn't know there was a personal connection to Denver.
I didn't either.
We didn't either.
Son of a bitch took my trailer.
So he wasn't even mad about Jokic being fat. He's just angry at the car wreck 25 years
because
ago.
Because you know why? Besides, I guess he cares more about the Denver being a hole in the ground.
A sit hole?
Yeah, a sit hole.
Damn it! The whole show's gone full circle.
Sorry, I had to do that.
That was pretty good stuff. Well done. Ah, crap. Thought I had this one in the bag. Gordon and your stupid bad driving.
JG would have been in the denim wagon. He wouldn't have needed the trailer.
Son of a. So you spun out in the trailer in the snow and got smashed, huh? How long were you in Denver?
Just the trailer.
Oh, you just had a spin out. And you're still angry. This guy needs some therapy.
He was in the trailer.
Look, if he was accused of allegedly murdering somebody or a plan to murder somebody, right. Maybe he would have picked Austrian Death Machine.
What's he talking about? You always go back to the murders. I know why.
Always. Top of mind.
Yeah, I don't have to say go back to. Who'd you murder today, Marcus? No new business. All right, there you go. The chair wins. Die, mother effer, die. For you, Denver Nuggets. It works. I'm not going to be too upset with that. But really, what a town. What an entire state. I think it's got to be a top fiver in the whole nation for visitors. Because just looking on here, I actually typed in things to hate about Colorado. And you know what came up? 9 songs that will make you Rocky Mountain high.
Yeah.
Just the best songs ever. I'm like, oh, geez, these are great songs about Colorado. That's not what I typed in.
Rocky Mountains are gorgeous. I grew up drinking Coors Original. What's the hate?
The Silver Bullet.
The Banquet.
The Banquet beer.
You got to have the Banquet. No Silver Bullet for me. Banquet.
Delicious Banquet beer.
I mean, who's upset about that?
The owner of the first radio station I worked for was a bunger for the Coors plant. He filled the bung holes in the kegs.
I think that's what John was doing when he was pulling that trailer. Anyway, all right, here you go. It's dope. Die, mother effer, die. For you, Nuggets, it's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Ericsfamilybbq.com.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
All right. It works. I like it a lot. It gets the job done, and it makes Sean feel better about the the whole spin out thing because he can't drive in the snow. Essentially, it was the snow's fault, right? Was it snowy? Yeah, he spun out.
I wanted to play Snow Informer because that's the main thing about snow that I hate.
Is that guy?
Denver, I hate snow. And that'll
he's from Toronto.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian, but it'll amp everyone up with hate because everyone hates that song.
So that song came out, Informer, you know, say that Mr. Miyago blame, my leggy boom boom now. Scares everybody out of the arena. I don't think the Suns fans would even want to get on that. But again, Colorado, what a marvelous. John Denver was right. It's amazing. And they're always high because they're just relaxed. I enjoyed my time. I hate the Broncos, and I really was like, I like this city. You know, go to Baltimore, you want to burn it down. Denver, you're like, maybe I should move. It's one of those cities you go there, and you're like, you know what, maybe I should move here. And this is a city I could live in forever. I just work at a Starbucks and live in an apartment. Like, you kind of think about just downsizing your whole life, and this just seems like a nice place. And Phoenix and Denver are almost interchangeable as far as the way they behave, like the cities themselves. Like, it's kind of just the footprint of what a city is in America. Phoenix has it. We're good, too.
They could have built the airport a little bit closer.
The airport doesn't need to be in Kansas. That was a little far.
But there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the airport, which are
because of George Bush.
Yeah. The bunkers underneath, that huge bull with the red eyes.
Yeah, there's stuff that's supposed to lead you to the bunkers, that lead you to the secrets that are, yeah.
Uh-oh, another meeting outside.
Are they doing it outdoors?
I don't know.
What's the sales staff all going outside for?
I don't know.
Is there a bomb threat? They don't even tell us about bomb threats?
I think there's
a
pageant going on.
Uh-oh, Lisa and Jill didn't meet their quota. They're getting pushed over the side.
I see what's going on. There's an awful lot going on out there. That's a meeting.
Yep.
Moiney's out there? That's a little warm for an outside meeting.
I'm glad my name Moiney has started to spread.
This might be a coup.
Might be sunning with the ladies.
He's going out there getting a little sunshine?
Yeah.
Moiney's going to go in on that. All right. I'd like to see that, too.
You would?
Yeah, I'd like to see our national sales director put a Speedo on and lay outside at work. I think it would be entertaining.
All right, Chad from our house.
Ridiculous. Look, Chad Allen was in the jacket anyway. You'd watch that. You wouldn't want to know why, but you're like, why is Moynihan in a Speedo outside? Yeah, this is something going on out there.
Play that dope song again.
We got our sales staff all in one bunch. Somebody hit the button. Anyway. It's 9:52. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. Oh, and by the way, thank you to Marcus Meng. Into the Pit, Sundays, 9 to midnight.
Thank you, Jeff.
And all your IT needs in the building.
Yes.
That's Marcus. If you work outside the building, don't bother him. He's got enough to deal with Moynihan. There you go. It's brought to you by our friends over at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Brady, did you see over the weekend the guy that tried to hijack the plane?
I did.
The guy that tried to, and what happened? The passengers fought back.
Yep.
They fought back, which is the key to the whole deal. So they've got this plane they've built over there at React Defense, and they do a plane seminar because they've said a couple years ago, it's like, we think that there's going to be more physical violence on planes with people. And there has been. There's been 14 incidents since March where there's been fights on planes. People don't know how to behave anymore. And then this guy tries to hijack a plane over the weekend, and they took it back. So the clear message is you have power. It's whether or not you choose to use it, and that's what they teach up at React Defense.
I've been in that plane up there.
You've been in
really
the one.
Cool.
It's amazing. They built it.
I didn't stay too long. There's no meal.
There was no meal on the flight. Or movie, really.
Yeah.
Just a lot of fighting. It's kind of a strange flight. There's an awful lot going on that plane, but they did it. I talked to a guy last night. I went to a place. There's this bar by my house. Not the Swizz. I didn't Swizz last night. Did no biz at the Swizz.
No biz.
I went to a place called The Other Bar. Pretty cool. It's closing down. No need to even visit it. They're going to shut down. I was the last customer, so don't even bother it. If I'm in there by myself, it's because I know the owner. But there was a guy in there who was he was an Israeli soldier. He's one of the workers there. And we were talking about plane defense and things like that. This dude knew his stuff up and down. It was fun. And he said, I'm going to go up there, check this React Defense thing out. I got to do that because he hasn't done it since he was in the military down in Israel, and got all amped up. And we started getting like excited about it. There's something about taking the power back even before it's taken from you. And that's what they teach up there. ReactDefense.com. There's a tactical black is a self-defense thing. You're not learning anywhere else. You're not getting a workout like this on any treadmill. You're not going to meet better people. It's just awesome top to bottom, and you need to take a look. ReactDefense.com is the website. If you want to check out some gifts for Father's Day, they got TacticalBlackVault.com. Just picked up a bunch of shirts. They got cool shirts there, too, if you want to grab those as well. Easy peasy. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, they got you surrounded. What you going to do? It's ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Aaron Rodgers failed to show up to the Packers minicamp yesterday. He can be fined $93,000 for missing it. And then he also gave up $500,000 bonus for not showing up for the mandatory workouts.
Wow.
And when that starts up, the 16-day, it's the first time in his 16-year career he's had a holdout. But when they start the practices, it'll also jump to $50,000 per day.
Wow.
The training camp.
Just to not go.
Yep.
To not go to work costs you $50,000 a day. Yep. That's pretty good. And he's fine with that.
State Farm's probably paying it for him.
He's fine. And he'll get it from whatever team steals him.
Yeah.
He'll get a bonus for missing all that stuff. But I don't know who's going to take Aaron Rodgers at this point. And the Bears would do it. And they even got a
they'll
rookie.
They'll take anybody. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You got that Ohio State.
They'd take Larry McFeely if he showed up with a ball.
No, let's not go crazy.
It's the Bears, for Christ's sake.
I mean, the Bears have made bad decisions.
Yes,
but
they
nobody
have.
Is going to make that. That decision is.
I wouldn't put
Helen
it past
Keller
him.
As a GM sees through Larry's inability.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No, I would. Now, of course, Helen Keller would dismiss Larry, not because of his football acumen, but because she's a woman. Come on, Larry. I have to take a few swings.
Brett, you've got to be excited about this. Madea's retirement didn't last long. Tyler Perry's bringing Madea back.
Oh, Brett's
12th movie, a Madea homecoming.
Brett loves the Madea movies.
Right. Hitting Netflix in 2022.
The only person ever at Christopher's Bar at the Biltmore to lean over to the person they're dining with and go, I love those Madea movies.
Now, I said I like Brett the Vessler. One. I said the one.
Yeah, but we were in a hoity-toity place. No one ever there is going, you know what I'd rather be doing? Watching Madea movies. That and Don't Spill Your Juice in South Central or whatever the other one you told me was awesome.
Mike Myers has a new Netflix comedy series he created called The Preventative, or no, The Pentaverate.
That can't be right, but okay.
Anyway, he'll be playing 7 different roles.
I guarantee you one of them's Scottish.
I think it's because no one wants to work with him anymore because he's toxic. He's
supposed to be a jerk.
Yeah.
How in this day and age is he going to do 7 roles without offending someone? He can't do accents.
He does 7 Canadians.
Yeah, he's got 7 Canadians, an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman.
Because he also has Ken Jeong in it, Keegan-Michael Key.
But he can't play an Asian, even if Ken Jeong's standing across from him. He can't play a black guy, even if Keegan-Michael Key is standing across from him.
Well, what about Eddie Murphy playing the old Jew and coming to America, too?
I think it's because it's reprised. It's grandfathered in.
It's about a secret society of 5 men who have been working to influence world events for the greater good.
Plus, black guys
since
can
the
do
Black
it.
Plague, that's true. 1347.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So it's got to stay Lily White, all 7 characters.
He can play a Frenchman,
British, French. He's got to stay European.
Yeah,
might be able to do like Polish, British, French, Irish,
Dutch.
He's got a Scottish
he does a Dutch.
Guy.
Yeah. Oh, we know he's got a Scotsman.
Yeah.
He does it everywhere. He even made the manager for Queen Shrek for no reason.
Kanye West designed a new jacket for the Gap. And it crashed their website. Trying to buy it. It's a $200 jacket.
Perfect time to float jackets around June. Who doesn't think jacket now? That's what I want is a big winter coat.
Armie Hammer checked into a rehab that it's the anything addictive.
He's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sex.
He's going in for drug, alcohol, and sex addiction.
Right. Because he's got to shake this rape charge. That's the last thing I'd do if I was being accused of rape is check into a facility for sex addiction. It doesn't look good.
He's just trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah,
the next
one,
the next problem.
Admitting you've got a sex problem and somebody saying he raped me once. Did not. Can you control your sexual desires? Sure, I can. I got to go to sex rehab real quick. It doesn't look good.
Conan O'Brien's final guest will be.
Well, his first one was Tom Hanks on this.
Yeah.
He loves Bill Murray. I would guess Tom Hanks.
Jack Black.
Why? What a terrible booking. Well, it's horrible. You're going out. I mean, talk about going out with a dud. Conan's been on the air since, 93? We're talking
somewhere around there,
30 years of Conan O'Brien, and he was great. He was the last great talk show host.
Did he have Jack Black on a lot?
Not enough to do this.
Nobody. There was one skit that he had Jack Black on where it was Jack Black trying to like audition to be him or something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was something like that.
Yeah, but it was one of those things he always did with like a bunch of. Jack Black was kind of memorable in that. I forgot about it. But again, was it that memorable? You had to remind
me. No, you just
me.
Forgot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you remind me.
Everyone else was busy.
Well, it's Conan, I remember.
Such a little audience now.
Because Team Coco was because of Tom Hanks.
Right.
Because when he went on, Leno and Conan were in their big mess at NBC, Hank said, I'm Team Coco. And that's where Coco even came from. He calls himself his production company.
I wonder if Tom Hanks gets a little cut of that.
I hope so. But, man, that stinks. What a, well, what a fizzle for Conan O'Brien. I mean, there was a time when our show, and this is no joke, and I kind of wish it was, we were running the same numbers here at KUPD that he was on TBS on the weekly ratings. You're like, he's national. This is Conan O'Brien. No one was watching that show. No one.
That's why Hanks didn't do it.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, maybe, because they forgot about him. Well, he's still brilliant. Probably too good for the audience, I'd say. Because they deserve Jimmy Fallon and James Corden, if you ask me.
I think they're going back to the old original guests, because he had Sarah Silverman on the last one. And she was like in 93 or whatever when she was on.
None of them ever wrote for him, did they?
I don't think so.
Sarah Silverman, maybe, but I don't think so either.
No, he was funny. She didn't write for him.
That's a good point. Good zinger to end it on there. Nice job, man. Marcus Meng, Into the Pit, Sundays, 9 to midnight. Check your plumbing. And then that's it. Nobody's going anywhere. We're all good. Mm-hmm. Operation Hydration again tomorrow. If you guys want to help us out, that water can go. Check it out at 98kupd.com. Help the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Stock up for water this summer. It's going to be 117 degrees next week. That's right. You heard me. We need to get this water thing going. Jeremy will have the van out and a whole bunch of stuff for you guys mañana. Larry McFeely is coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.